Ease My Mind, Jazz Liberators tune. And we got Julian Lubin in the studio. How you doing? And the Manuka Records team. How you doing, Fano?
Yeah, good. Yeah,
we're
chilling.
Good. Yeah, we're good.
Very well. We love that. We got three people sharing two mics in here, so it's a real cozy affair. Everyone's wearing green. I didn't get the memo. I'm so mad right now.
It's a pull up on the squad tip.
Yo. I love that, yo. It's such a vibe. New check out today. How you feeling about the reception?
Been good. I'm really grateful, yo. Like, honestly, Kat's been showing a lot of love, and that's nice.
100. I think that's the energy you put out. I love the title of your tracks, because I can definitely tell that it's from a place inside you where you're trying to spread positivity and light. Patience and Love. That's an interesting title.
Yeah, I can't take credit for that, I'm going to be honest. That was Shorty.
Holding it down, man.
Yeah. They, like, just pulled apart certain aspects of the record. Like, yo, this seems to be the theme of these two tracks, so...
Is that how most of the titling of your work goes? You listen to the song a couple of times and you go, yeah, this is it?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, for sure.
I love that. What's the process like for you recording in the studio?
It depends. For Patience and Love, it was real hard and fast. Just pulled up on Matt.
Yeah.
It was like an hour, two hours?
Yeah, it was real quick. That was a real smooth process, for sure.
Do you think it's almost like easier to do it hard and fast, or do you like to take your time with it?
It's a bit of both. It kind of fluctuates, I reckon. Like, I kind of like being fluid in that way. So, yeah, like, for clarity, that took me ages. I'm not even going to lie.
Then nitpicking
a few weeks later or some shit to do the second verse. I just wasn't ready, you know?
But, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I think it's always there for you. I think it's really sick. You guys released a 7-inch, right, with both songs in it? That's awesome.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit. Where can people get it?
That's available on our website, our web store, Manuka Recordings. .com, yeah, I was about to say that, and I was like, oh, it might not be the right. But yeah, .com, we got a little store there that you can cop, and I think Bandcamp as well. But yeah, just Manuka Recording socials, you'll see all that, we post about it.
Yeah, you guys are doing some big things. What was the genesis of Manuka Recordings? What brought it together?
Kind of like me and Kenny, aka Matt, we were kind of like, during lockdown, hanging out heaps, and kind of like cooking up tunes, and it started with kind of like two tracks that we had and kind of like sat there for a long time, but like as kind of like things opened up, we were able to kind of play them at shows. And so like we made these two tracks when we were kind of like not allowed to see anyone, kind of thing, and then as soon as it slowly opened up, we kind of road tested it, and we thought like, boom, we could probably like do a little imprint and like put it out like that.
Yeah, 100%. And it's beautiful that you're bringing other artists into the mix. I did want to kind of ask about the ethos of the, I guess, of the brand, because it feels like there's a real energy behind it. If you had to describe the ethos of what you're trying to do, how would you describe that?
I think it's primarily trying to work with our friends. You know, a lot of it came from us being around people like Julian, where it's like you are surrounded by all these amazing artists.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, don't necessarily need, but it's a nice thing to be able to give people like a little push.
Yeah.
To formalize something and finalize something and release it and do a record. It's the whole package of doing that with your friends is real special.
100%. That's a beautiful energy. How did you come into the mix, Julian?
I don't know how I came into the mix. She's just been around.
It was magnets bringing you together, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Just a little nice energy coming from these brothers and just gravitating towards kind of thing.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I think with music like that you make, and I had this conversation with another artist, and they were talking about how they think about the music and how they want people to listen to it. Is there a particular way you want people to listen to this music?
It's a great question. I don't know. I think... have it on the background.
Yeah.
Just got some time to mellow out a little bit.
And food's a big thing for you, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And you had a little song launch with... you're a chef?
Yeah, I'm a chef.
What was on the menu?
I did this this braised cabbage dish.
Damn.
That I'm doing for the video. It was kind of fat. And then I did some du pain frit, which is like Mauritian food. It's a fry bread, basically, with some chutney in there. Some traditional things.
And you got Mauritian blood?
Yeah, I'm Creole, Mauritian, and Greek, yeah.
Dog, we probably family, you know?
Oh, for real?
My grandfather's from Mauritius, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, the best star, brother.
Blessed.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. I've seen a couple of photos and videos from it, and it looked amazing. I'm just cut you didn't bring any in, bro.
I'm sorry.
Next time you pull up.
No, for sure.
Next time you pull up. Yeah, for sure. Let's listen to this track. This has been so cool. And we can have a little yarn after about the track. But this is Clarity, Julian Lubin. You're on BFM. Bless.
Search for clarity had been pushed to the side. Only pain and suffering seem to plague my mind. Some signs with the eyes I'm facing. In my mind I've legitimized all my past engagements. Passing phases, a list of changes. I'm in a state of constant hesitation and need a liberation. Sowing seeds of thought is a form of emancipation. Don't want to remain complacent, curating my stagnation. Journal entries lie to late, fueling the accusation. So perhaps the dialogue is why I should grant myself some patience. I ain't never gonna be perfect and that's okay. One way or another I'm manifested from thoughts I had placed. Great importance seemed I was caught in some toxic states, and my inaction will not free me from this hellish place. Isolation and missed calls I never return, paying cause to those that truly don't deserve. No form of animosity stem from any direction. I recognize the mess I made upon quiet reflection. I never gonna be perfect and that's okay, but not admitting my wrongs that would be a mistake. I just hope you're okay. Okay, okay.
Clarity, Julian Lubin. It was a lovely listen. We were just here yarning it up in the studio talking about the song. How does it feel to hear that song on radio?
It's blessed. Like, it's a blessing, honestly. Like, hearing that last bit especially is just perfection.
It's so nice. Who were the session musicians you worked with?
That would be the lovely Kenny Sterling standing right beside me.
That was your whole... Damn, bro. That's gross. Like, you're so good. Kenny's got it. Kenny's got it. That's tight, bro. That's so nice. I think the mix of you two together is so beautiful.
Yo.
Such an introspective song. And I asked the question before about how to listen to it, because I think music like that can put you in a zone where you're in your head. And like the eating thing is so important, eh? Like, yeah, making sure you're fed and watered while you listen to that.
Yeah.
Do you find that too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. With your recording process, is it like you need to be in the right state for it, or you just like, we can go wherever?
No, I definitely need to be in a certain, mind state. It's just, yeah, certain energy I need to be in. I find nowadays it's a little more harder to tap into that.
Yep.
But I think Kenny Sterling does a wonderful job at like creating a space to where you feel comfortable to just do it.
That's what it's all about. And if you want to have a little slice of that, you can go and get the vinyl from
manukarecordings.com.
.com.
If you need to find it, just pull up on the Manuka Recordings Instagram and all the links are there.
Yo, Dylan's nodding with approval in the background. He's like, go get that vinyl. And on Bandcamp too, which is very sick. Thank you guys for coming in. This has been really special. Appreciate you. 100%. Oh, bless.